You are now listening to the New Old Heads Podcast, premiered every Thursday at noon Eastern Standard Time at bringdowntheband.com, and brought to you by No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl, and Sun King Brewery. Support the New Old Heads by visiting our Patreon at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You're now tuned in to the New Old Heads Podcast. I am Major 7th. The crew is here, starting off with my man Longevity across the table. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm spectacular.
Oh, wow. Great.
So
love
good.
That enthusiasm.
So great.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for what?
Saying that you're great. I cannot be happy for you that you're great.
Yeah, it's just a weird reply.
I feel you. Yeah. I already know you're going to be on one, man. Across the table, my man Jay Moore. How are you, sir?
You know the business. Blessed and highly vaccinated.
Talk to him. Mm-hmm. Okay. I can dig it.
Can you?
Yeah. Don't do that. We're not going to go down that road. Don't do that. Shout out to them numbers long quoted, too. We ain't gonna do that. Watch the news, y'all. I will say that. Because some people going to start coming home here pretty soon. I ain't going to say no names. But
they're going to be going home.
Don't do that. Don't even speak there. We ain't going to put that out there. Knock on whatever. Yeah, we ain't going to put that out in the atmosphere. All right. And we have a special guest today. Well, actually, he's not a guest. He is a part of, he's been a part of our production team and has always been behind the camera. He will make an occasional appearance. He's filling in for the homie DJ J Diff. My man Red August, how are you, sir?
I've always wanted to say I'm highly vaccinated, so.
Oh!
Always. I'm highly vaccinated.
Blessed and highly vaccinated.
Good
blessed
job, man.
And highly vaccinated.
We appreciate you sitting in for us, man. It's, you know, it would be, it's going to be dope to hear your perspective on some of the stuff that we're talking about today, man. So we appreciate you doing double duty today.
You know what? Thank you.
Yeah, man. I'm a nice person, Red August. I'm a nice person.
Nice people don't have to say that.
They really don't.
But when you get.
It's like telling somebody, you know, I'm very humble.
No, I have
you know,
to.
I'm a genius. Did you know? I'm a genius.
To, but anybody that watches us know, they know what I go through. So sometimes I got to say it, man. That's all. Y'all bullies. It's cool.
What's that? What's that personality disorder that Kanye has? Is it narcissism?
Yeah. Just
perhaps.
Name one.
Yeah, name one. Just call it Kanyeism.
Yeah. That works, too. All right, so shout out to the chat. We appreciate y'all being in the chat live and well as always. I'm going to go. We usually get a random topic from the chat. We didn't get anybody to throw us one today. But I'm just going to come off the top here. We were having a spirited conversation before. During the pre-show. About hip-hop movies.
Movies. Mm.
And we talked about some that were really bad, but I do feel like there are some that are really good also. So let's toss around some names for hip hop movies that even if they're trash, you can say one trash hip hop movie that's completely trash and then give me one that was actually executed properly. Because there may be more trash ones to pick from. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, there are.
I think if you can give me more than one, that's cool. But I think everyone at this table can give us, we can each give each other one of each, one trash hip hop movie and one that was executed well.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to start off and I hope I don't take anybody's thunder, but Juice to me was executed well. I know what you're going to do. I already know.
I wasn't going to say nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, I got something to say, but I wasn't
exactly
going to say nothing.
I cannot wait because I know that. But Juice was done well. I got the hookup. I got the hookup too. That just wasn't it. That's more recent. So
what about the first one?
I'm going to leave the first one alone.
I know there was two.
There were two.
You know when you don't know that there's two movies of
yeah
a series,
yeah,
the second one's normally really,
really bad.
Or something that went straight to out, like Redbox. You
then
know
you find out there's like four of them. You're like, oh, two kept trying?
Two was more about seeing random people in the movie versus the actual storyline. It's like, oh, they got him in there. Oh, this person's in there. Cool. I don't know if they bring anything to the movie, but they're in there. Like, that's what I felt like watching that whole movie. I fooled with Pito, but that wasn't it. I'm sorry. So those will be my two. Red August, I'm gonna come to you first. Give me a movie that was executed well it was, you know, based around hip hop or even involves hip hop. We'll call it.
But the execution was excellent.
Yeah. Shout out to the homie Grizz. And then one that was trash.
All right. So one that was done well, probably Friday, the first one.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan of the Friday, like the first.
Okay.
A terrible one was the Snoop horror film, Bones.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Bones, I think it was.
Yeah, it was called Bones.
It was trash.
Trash.
Super trash.
I don't even remember.
You don't remember Bones?
Sadly, trash. I do.
The Denzel, or Denzel Washington?
No, man, that was the Bone Collector. No. Cut it out, man. He knows that. Cut it out, man.
Yeah, because I remember Pam Grier and I want to say Bianca Lawson are both in that movie.
Mm, I'm cool on Bones, Red August.
It was terrible.
Yeah, yeah. That was quick, man.
Thank you, sir.
Got anything else to say about how bad Bones was, or is that it?
I mean, it's Snoop. He's a terrible actor anyways. No, man, it's just the whole thing was just dumb and...
Just a trash idea overall.
Trash idea.
Out the gate.
Okay. I think they were trying to.
Isn't it about like a pimp that comes back to life?
It sounds so bad when he say it like that.
It was a pimp that came back.
Like somebody killed a pimp in the '70s, and he comes back to life to get the revenge on the children or something of the. I don't know. Once again, that was a BET blackbuster movie at one point. That's the only reason I know anything about Bones.
It'd be your own people.
Nothing,
man,
about it made sense. I do have a close second with Soul Plane.
Soul Plane was terrible.
It was terrible.
Yeah. So
I never watched that.
You ain't missed nothing. I know. Yeah. That's when you know it's bad. Long, like, I ain't even see it and I know it's trash. Soul Plane is trash. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you say. Soul Plane is 100% trash.
You know, honestly, there's no reason why Kevin Hart's career and the people forget this, Sofia Vergara from there's no reason why their careers should have survived that
after Soul Plane.
It should have been a wrap.
Yeah,
that was his first movie, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
Kevin Hart,
that was his first like starring role. He had been in movies. Like, he did this terrible movie with Usher, and
why are you hating on Usher?
Because I'm not hating on Usher, but that movie was terrible. He turned down Dreamgirls to do this vanity project where
he turned down Dreamgirls.
Like, to where that was the word, and to be in this movie where he saved a mobster's daughter, and then like he fell, and like Kevin Hart is in that.
That's a poor choice.
It's a terrible choice.
I mean, there's plenty of movies like Eddie Murphy turned down Rush Hour to do Holy Man.
That's a bad choice.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. I've never even seen Holy Man.
Yeah, there's no reason for you to see this.
Lone, jump in there, man. Give me one good and one bad movie that has hip-hop elements.
Hip-hop elements.
Yeah, I'm going to open it. We're going to open it up.
I was like, what exactly are we talking about here? But I would say probably my favorite, and this is like the most obvious one. I mean, there's a couple of them, but 8 Mile was really good.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that. I agree.
You know, as much as I don't like Eminem, I'm sorry. I mean, not really, but it was a good movie, and I think he did good with it. As I'm looking at some of these here, but
that's actually a good call. I enjoyed 8 Mile.
I like Dope.
Yeah, that was good.
You know, I like those two, so I would just say those two. I think a close third would definitely be Street Dance 2.
Okay, saying stuff now.
He was doing so well, man. No, I'm joking. He was doing so well.
Bring it on.
No, I think movies that were horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
You want some more No Limit movies?
No.
No.
All right. So I'll say a movie that I liked, but it wasn't a good movie, which was State Property 2.
Ah.
State Property 2 is so much fun to watch. It's not a good movie, but it's so much fun.
Okay.
But
I enjoy it. That's like different. The scene with Dame Dash and Jay-Z when he's talking about getting a haircut.
Yeah.
And they're in the car is hilarious to me.
That might be State Property. That might be the
first
one.
Is that the first one?
Oh, is it the first
one? It's been a while since I've seen either one.
Yeah. I don't think Jay-Z even showed up for State Property 2. That's okay. That was near the end.
Okay. Well, one or the other. So State Property 1 was good then.
Yeah.
In that type of way.
They're both enjoyable in different ways.
But State Property 2 was like horrible.
State Property 2, that's the one where like Mariah Carey and Kanye West show up and it's a lot.
It's been so long since I've seen those.
That would be my cult classic one. But I think, well, as far as worst, I'd probably have to say Belly.
Belly.
You didn't like Belly?
I didn't like Belly.
Really? Yeah.
It's fun to watch, but it...
I like Belly.
The crazy thing is, like, the first cut of it, because, like, I got the DVD at one point.
Yeah.
Because it had director's commentary. I needed to hear what Hype Williams had to say about this film.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But apparently, there's all this stuff he cut out, and, like, the original cut was, like, 3 hours, and...
Belly was 3 hours
stuff,
originally?
Some stuff isn't even in order.
Imagine how bad the acting has to be.
Yeah, so, I mean, and I'm not sure if the world wasn't ready for the initial cut of Belly, much less a 3 hour cut of a movie. I mean, because it was like a long form music video, like stylistically it's fun to watch, but you're like,
I think that's what I like about it.
This is so
bad.
I just could.
Bad.
Red August, you
as far as the acting.
Red August, you being in film.
Other than DMX.
Red August, you being in film, you know how cold the black light scenes are.
Oh, yeah,
in Belly. Like, that's the first thing that come to my mind every time I think about Belly.
The how they did the light with the blue, like the super like noir, like dark, and then like the blue highlights and stuff. Yep. Like it, like that's like burned into my brain.
Like, you can watch, like, you can enjoy Belly just as much without the sound on.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's like the perfect movie to play, like, if you're if you got a TV screen up at a club or at a party.
It looks good, like, in the background, right?
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah.
I was about to say, would it Grammy on mute?
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see what you did there.
The answer is no, because it's not music. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you did there. That was tough. All right, Jay Moore, finish it off, man. And be careful, man.
No, this is one that's really kind of underrated for my good hip hop movie. It's a film by a director named Rusty Cundiff. It's called Fear of a Black Hat. It came out around the same time as CB4, which had a much larger push because, you know, Chris Rock was on Saturday Night Live. You know, it had that it wasn't, it was, Fear of a Black Hat is kind of a send up in the same way, in a parody, and yeah, like, oh, what the trials and tribulations of what it is to be a rapper and a DJ. And honestly, they're both kind of the same idea.
Yeah.
And as much as I like CB4, I actually saw CB4 in the movie theater. I watched it recently again on streaming. But Fear of a Black Hat, if you haven't seen it, definitely seek it out. It's a good film. And I think it does a lot of the things that CB4 was trying to do, and does them better.
Does it better. Okay.
Check it out.
All right.
The bad one, there is a movie literally just called Rappin'.
What?
With Mario Van Peebles and Eric LaSalle. If you know who, Eric LaSalle, he was on ER, and he also played Daryl.
Coming to America.
With the Jerry Curl.
Yeah.
And this movie is just almost unwatchable. Like, it's just bad.
It's called Rappin'?
It's called Rappin'.
How they spell it?
R-A-P-P-I-N with the apostrophe.
I knew it was going to be some.
Yeah, so it's one of those movies. I don't even know if there's, if you know what, and it's, I take that back. Rappin' is bad, but it's not nearly as bad as a movie I wanted to see when I was like 10 or 11 years old, called Tougher Than Leather, starring Run DMC.
Okay.
This movie is awful. And I didn't see it. It's one of those movies you can't rent. It never comes on TV. Somebody posted it on YouTube
maybe about
7 or 8 years ago. And I sat and I tried to watch it like 3 or 4 times, but it's just terrible.
Let me toss this one out.
Tougher Than Leather. Love the album. Love the song. That's like, I would, if you want to punish yourself for something that you've done during the course of the week, seek out Tougher Than Leather and try to get through 30 minutes of it. It is awful.
Let me toss this out there. Who's the Man?
I liked Who's the Man.
I did too.
Yeah.
Long, you remember that one? Okay.
With Ed Lover and Dr.
Dre?
No, I remember. I didn't go see it in the movie theater. It was one of those movies that came on cable a lot.
I thought that one was done right. Cameos were dope. Super hip hop. I thought that one was cool. What about Mike? Red Hog? Go ahead.
Disorderlies. Yeah, I remember that. With the Fat Boys.
Oh, I hadn't seen
that.
Well,
they were.
I was such a fan of the Fat Boys. I was happy to see them in anything. So.
Wow.
They had a movie called Disorderlies.
Yeah.
That came out in
what's
the
his
early
name?
90s.
Who was the older gentleman who was in it? Because he was in.
That's throwback, Red August. Yeah. Good call.
Because they had like reputable actors in this.
Yeah.
Movie.
Yeah.
With
the
Fat
yeah.
Boys. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good look for them.
It was funny.
Yeah.
Anybody fan of Unbounded?
No one's a fan of my powder. It's just something that you saw and you had to experience. Nobody's like, "Ooh, when are they gonna put that on? When are they gonna put that on Blu-ray? When am I gonna get a Criterion Collection version?"
Jay Moore, what's the worst about it? Give me the worst part about. Give me something that's awful funny. About it. Just give me something.
Oh, the part where like it's clearly daytime, and then like one of the characters throws another character up against the car, and then all of a sudden it's night.
That was a strong throw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it
threw
you know,
him into the dark, huh?
Yeah, it was. I was like, nobody saw this in post.
Yeah.
But you know, that's neither here nor there.
I'm just saying though, Jay, at the end of the day, man, Master P had distribution for that thing, man. The movies was in the suburbs. It was sold out when you went to go try to rent one. You know what I'm talking about? So you gotta give him peas for that, man, at least. Like
How many times did you watch it?
Like once or twice.
Look, if you saw it more than once, there was just something. Your life was not going according to plan. If you was like, "Yo, come, everybody want to come over and watch? I'm about it." No, we don't. Once was enough.
Oh my God! Hold on, I'm sorry. So shout out to Il Brown, but
yeah,
he put me on to
I already know
Snow on the Bluff, which is the funniest hip hop movie I think I've ever seen. It was terrible. It was god awful.
Il Brown.
But that was hilarious.
We sat at his crib, Chicago, watched Snow on the Bluff, laughed literally for hours. I'm talking about playing it back, rewinding parts. Because Curtis Snow, like.
Is that based in like Atlanta or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's in the hood, though.
It was on like, Netflix, and it was like.
Yeah. It's like in the hood. Like they wasn't playing. Like, but it's so funny, man.
We ball.
I wish, like, if I could just bring Il Brown in and we could put a screen up and have him talk about Snow on the Bluff, y'all would be in tears, bro. Because he knows all of the bad parts and all the goofy parts in this movie.
I don't
know
if it's still on Netflix anymore, but
it used to always pop up in my recommendations.
Curtis Snow got a bag off that, too.
I told my mom to watch it.
Curtis Snow got a bag off that, too. And all the rappers fooled with him. And it was, I mean, it did good for him, but the movie was trash.
It was terrible.
I think my favorite show. I think Atlanta might be my favorite kind of hip hop related show.
Oh ever, yeah,
my cousin yet. James put me onto Atlanta and told me I have to watch it.
It's
and
so good.
And as I started watching it, I'm like, "Cuz you were right."
Yeah, I can't wait for season 3. I think it's February or something.
Yeah.
I'm biased though, man. At this point, anything Glover does, I'm pretty much gonna rock with. Like creatively, musically. I'm to the point now where I'm that much of a fan of dude. I think he's that dope.
Does Insecure count? That's a hip hop.
Yeah,
well, that's more of a.
It got some of the people in there.
Hip hop
comes in and out. Every once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't really consider it's not really centered around the culture of.
We could because that's why I wanted to make it a little bit broader.
Are we saying that all black movies are?
I knew he was going
to
say that.
What I'm trying to say.
Lone was like, "Yeah, so Lean on Me." That,
I mean, yeah. I'm like,
do you want to count that?
What about the Big Color Daddy Purple Kane song in there? You know,
the Color Purple.
Yeah, the Color Purple counts
because when you were talking, I was thinking about Malibu's Most Wanted.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a terrible movie, but it's.
There was a movie, and I don't even know where you could find this. It was Dougie Fresh.
Uh-oh.
Because at one point, they were just trying to put rappers in it to see if something was. And it was called Let's Get Busy, and it was like B-I-Z-Z-E-E.
I'm sleep. I'm 100%. And I love Dougie Fresh. Met him when I was in D.C. He's
and then very cool. Then there was another, like I said, there used to be these movies that would just come on cable that you only saw once because it was called How You Like Me Now.
How You Like Me Now.
I mean, Kumo D was not in it, but yeah, there's a movie called How You Like Me Now.
What?
Where a dude was like basically a bum the whole movie, and then like he got his stuff together, and then the girl who didn't want to be with him when he was a bum came back, and the movie ends with like, "How you like me now?" And I was like, "This is I was
bum,
stop."
I was like 11 or 12 when I saw it. I was like, "This is awful."
Where do you find this stuff at? Seriously,
I remember seeing all these movies at least once. You know,
we gotta get long.
Like I just used to watch anything that had a rapper in it. I didn't care.
Mm. Obviously,
Well. That's so much for that, man. But nah, man, I forgot about I wanted to make sure we mentioned Who's the Man, because I thought Who's the Man was pretty well. So
yeah.
All right, man. That's a fun topic. Let's go ahead and get into our actual
let's get into something depressing.
Yeah, some rundown for
hip hop.
let's see here. About my trusty schedule. I shall real quick. before we get into the first topic, man, shout out to Biz, man. Rest in peace, Biz Markie, who passed away at 57. As my mic wants to start acting up.
It's not.
Yeah, it's you.
It's just me. Okay. I'm just malfunctioning myself. Why? Sorry.
Looks like a...
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. You told me to keep it this way. Don't do that. All right.
I told you not to do this.
Don't do that, man. Don't do that. All right. So back to what I was talking about, man.
Look like Tim Dog in the studio.
Yo, y'all killing a bad moment, man. Chill. This is a bad topic, man.
I mean, rest in peace to Biz Markie.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, what was legend. I? Oh, yeah. At 57, man, which is way too young and... I never got a chance to meet him. I don't know if any of y'all were at any shows.
I saw him spin. He spent here during the Super Bowl, I believe.
Oh, where?
What did he?
I'm pretty. Every DJ was in town for the Super Bowl. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure I saw Biz, and I know I saw Questlove.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I'm pretty sure it was. So Biz spin.
Oh, you got. I never got to see him spin or you know, just bumping. You know, I see so many pictures with people that I know that took pictures with him randomly, just like at events, which tells me like he was really like about the people. It wasn't Hollywood. Like,
no, I met him once. I was working at the Ice Lounge, and shout to my man DJ Too Deep. We were doing it was our Saturday night, and he came in to spin after a Chris Rock concert.
Oh, okay.
So they were there, and we got to meet him. And I'll just be honest, like I'm just gonna keep it real. He was a jerk that night.
Oh no!
Yeah. He was a real jerk that, because, like, you know, of course, being heads, like, we have vinyl. We're like, hey, man, we're fans. Thank you. You know, and was like, hey, could you just we brought a Sharpie and
real quick.
Yeah. And he just was like, nah, I don't want to do that. And so, but at the same time, I understand when celebrities are jerks, because it's like they get this all the time. You know, like, I understand just being in what I do and how much people are jerks to me on a regular basis, to where, like, I'm tired of dealing with the public at a certain point and I just want to do my job.
Yeah.
So I never really held that against him.
Okay.
But, you know, I had to keep it real. Just because he died doesn't mean I'm not going to keep it real. He was a jerk to me that night.
I respect that.
But, like, I had seen him, like, he was able to be someone who was a prominent figure in hip hop. And, like, if you do your, you know, do your Googles, kids, like, a lot of the sample laws have to do with, you know, Biz Markie putting out an album and not clearing. I want to say it's a Gilbert and O'Sullivan sample.
I'm talking about didn't clear anything.
You know, and they pulled the whole album didn't, you know, and he put out an album later called All Samples Cleared.
Yep.
You know, and so it was a really, when you talk about, you know, the formation of certain legal precedents that are surrounding hip hop, it's really Biz Markie and De La Soul.
Yeah.
So, you know, shout to him. He made there's classic records. If you love hip hop from a certain era. And the thing is, he kept making music.
Yeah.
Like, he had music all the way up until like maybe like 2004. I remember there was a song he did with Diddy in 2004 that I really liked. And
I was asleep on that.
You know, and then that. Of course, he
that was
you
almost
know,
2 decades ago.
Yeah. That's what's crazy.
Good point. Long
but then, of course, he did the song with DJ Kool. But, you know, people, a lot of people know him as a DJ, you know, he would do a lot of this. He was the first person I saw to play with CDJs. Like this, and this is like maybe 2003, when like one CDJ might have cost you $2,500.
Yeah.
You know, and to see him have just bring in the deck, set up, plug in and go for his. This is pre-Serato, you know, so he just had a bunch of CDs labeled and ready to go.
That's crazy.
You know, he'd do stuff like play, you know, themes to TV shows and have everybody singing along to that. Like he did bring a different vibe to his live sets. I saw him DJ maybe about 3 or 4 times, and you know, he always did his thing. So
every
definitely
clip,
RIP to a true legend.
Every clip I see of him is interacting and having a good time with someone somehow, whether it be the crowd, whether it be backstage, whether it be with his homies, like
except for Jay Moore.
Yeah, exactly.
Other than that,
he was probably nice to everybody else, but then me. He was
Jay
like,
Moore must have been, you know, like, thirsty with the Sharpie.
He was like,
or something.
Yo, get out of here with your originally pressed records that you have.
He's still in his feelings about that Red August. But nah, man, just overall, man, just that's an OG loss. And hearing Kane talk about how he helped him get started and how they went back to his crib and made him watch videos of like Barry White performing and Michael Jackson and all that type of stuff just to get his show presence together. And how he Kane said that he told him, everybody's looking at Run DMC and everything. You have to be different. Like, go watch these performers. Like, people still trying to catch up to these performers. And he was watching VHS tapes, and he went out and rented stuff just to watch concerts. Yeah. And if you see Kane's shows, like, Kane be, they was dancing at the backup dancers. Like, fam was on it when he was performing. Kane, he still
was,
do that.
Kane wasn't inspired by other rappers. If he will tell you, like, I took my stage presence from James Brown and the Fabulous Flames.
Yep.
You know, but, and you look at, like, you know, once again, kids, do your Googles, get on YouTube, just like for all the other goofy stuff that you look up.
Yeah.
Look up Bismarck Marquee performing at the Apollo.
Yeah.
And you see how, you know, just him on stage with a microphone, and he was able to bring everybody to their feet.
Facts.
You know, whether they knew his records or not. That's what, that's such a lost art. And once again, this is old head speaking. That's such a lost art to be able to perform and be able to get people to enjoy what you're doing, even if they don't know it already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So salute to Biz, man. Yeah. Rest in peace. He's getting a lot of, you know, a lot of love and you know, flowers coming his way. So salute to the OG, man. He definitely will be missed. Let's go ahead and jump into, let's see, Kanye's back in the news.
Great.
It's
my favorite topic.
He is perhaps going to drop this Donda album this week, which I don't think is going to happen. I've heard about...
He just, before he shared the show or started the show, he shared artwork on his Instagram.
Oh, word. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I heard something about a secret listening session and, you know, certain stuff coming out on Twitter, you know, little comments here and there. I guess my question to, you know, just us, now that he is post Kardashian from a standpoint of the divorce and everything, like, do we think his music will take a turn back to who he was pre that? Do we have any more faith? Do people even care about the drop? Like, the fact that he's, you know, in somewhat of a transition, like, how do you guys think that will affect how this project will be received, or will it even have an effect to it? And Lone, I'll come to you first. Like, do you think any of that matters? Like, cause every album and every release has something attached to it. When you try to release it, something's going on, or you're trying to, you know, I mean, for a buildup, and he's in a transitional phase now with the, you know, all the merch booming and all the stuff he's doing for Adidas. But the Kim Kardashian thing is big, like with them beginning the divorce. You know what I'm saying? So do you think that changes the perception or heightens any anticipation, or where do you think he is when it comes to music at this point?
I don't know.
Okay.
And I think that's kind of the thing that I'm, the only thing that gives me any type of hope for Kanye is I just don't know what he's going to be doing.
You know, kind of a mystery, like, to, like the mystery of it, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, who knows where he's at right now? I actually had to look up like when him and Kim got together, because I was wondering, is like, did his music really turn horrible once he got with Kim, or was it a little bit before? Mm-hmm. And I guess he got married in 2014, but they were together a few years before that.
Before that, yeah.
I mean, I don't really like anything that he's done since My Dark Twisted Fantasy. I think he's pretty much been missing. I think he's tried some cool things, but I think he's missed as a whole. But I don't know. I'm curious as to what he will sound like post, you know, post divorce, you know, where his head's at. I was a little confused that he announced a project called Donda, because he released something earlier this year called Donda. Or maybe it was just a playlist that he put
he's
out.
He's got a company name.
Or something.
He's like a conglomerate type.
But it was like on Spotify. Well. It was like a playlist of songs. And I was like,
oh, okay.
So I'm confused as to exactly what this is. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't really care.
Okay.
You know what I mean? In the sense of like, if it's going to be good or not, mm-hmm. but if it turns out that it's good, that's great. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I hope he's doing better than he was doing. You know, I hope he's in a better space and all that stuff. But
yeah,
I don't have like high hopes that this is going to, he's miraculously going to be good again. But maybe he will be. I don't know. Of course, it's just my opinion. You know, Kanye was one of my favorite artists for a long time, but he hasn't been for a long time. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. I don't even know if I answered your question, but
no, you did. Like that's, I mean, that's what I want to hear. Like, what's your take on just the entire idea of him putting music out again?
Like he breaks the internet every time, and I'm like, I don't care. Like, yeah. I just don't like that part of all of it. You know, like just make something that's good. You know, like you can do that. That's what I want from Kanye. Like as an artist, like just make really good music. Yeah. You know, he can do it, and. I feel like sometimes he's trying so hard to do what's next level and it hasn't been done before that he just completely misses. And some people are like, oh, he's a genius. I'm like, yeah, but do you have ears? Like, can you hear it? You know, like, sure. Yeah. Like nobody's ever done this before, but it's not moving me.
Yeah.
And you know, so I hope that maybe he's figured out how to balance that, you know, and maybe he's not making music for me and that's fine. But, I don't know. I'm curious as to what this is going to sound like. It's interesting. He named it after his mom. So who knows? Maybe it's going to mean something to him. I don't know.
I'm not mad at that. I can respect that. Red August, what are your thoughts, man? Where are you at with a possible Kanye release and, you know, your anticipation or lack thereof?
For me, I'm always excited about like just new music, not necessarily like Kanye. I mean, I don't try to get caught up in like the name, whatever really. Stuff, but I think it's like he does get caught up in trying to like do what's new or do what's different, and that can be hard because you don't know what people are gonna like, and you hit and miss a lot. I don't think a lot of the stuff that he's done has been trash. I take it back. I think a lot of it has been trash, but I do think there has been some really good stuff.
That's like some glimmers.
Yeah. Since Dark Twisted Fantasy, but I don't necessarily like relate his downfall to the Kardashians though. Like I just think he was going through some stuff. Like, I mean, he was trying new things and you try stuff and you miss sometimes. Like, you know, everything can't be a winner, but I don't know. I'm excited to hear what it's like. I'm not like a stan or anything like that. I do think that it's Kanye West. Like, he's always going to like create this buzz. Like, his name has weight to it, and it's beyond music right now, you know what I'm saying? So it's like whatever he says something or teases something, like he's always going to create like this wave of like just media frenzy or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see what it's going to sound like, but yeah, so I mean, and I hope he does some cool collabs with some of my favorite artists, so we'll see.
You know what I hope?
Talk to me.
That I hear a new Italian designer that I've never heard of again. Every time he drops a new name, like Spasciaga.
You just going to go online and start Googling that mug to see what you can find on it once you hear the name?
Nah, I feel he'll tell me.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Appreciate that, Red August. Jay Moore, what you think, man? Where's your... your level of interest?
If the project actually does come out, I will listen to it.
Yeah.
More or less because of this show. But I've been off Kanye for a long time, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, between him trying to sell merch with Confederate flags on it, and
yeah, let's not forget all that whole phase.
And then, I'm not with that. And then say, you know, him saying that you know, all Harry Tubman did was, you know, get people to work for other white people.
Why you gotta bring up old stuff, man?
Hey, man. Yeah. You know, and
digging kind of deep over there, brother.
You know, it's when my whole thing is like with someone who has such a big platform,
yeah,
who has gone out of his way to use it irresponsibly for such a long time. You know, I mean, and the music is not good enough for me to look past that. I mean, he's, like I said, it's been glimmers of hope, but then like I'll get something that I like, but then I'll get a song with Lil Pump I'll get a song where he's talking about bleaching his nether regions or someone else bleaching their nether regions.
What?
I know we got to keep it, on level.
I see you.
And so like, I'm like, how did the guy who gave us spaceships get to here?
Yeah.
You know, so like I said, maybe it'll be a return. I doubt it very much. I don't think he's in that space anymore. I think he really just wants to impress. And, you know, he still has this thing where he really wants to impress white people that don't care anything about him. And like, I've never liked that about him.
Come on, man. Get your boy, man.
You know, I just remember when he was talking, you know, I remember when he put out the song New Slaves.
Yeah.
And I was like, Fam, aren't you the one that's obsessed with European clothes, European cars, and European women? How are you going to tell me that I'm a new slave? So, like I said,
one of the yagas.
I'll listen.
Chill.
You know, and I'll give it a once over, but I'm not particularly looking forward to it because I'm just so off of who Kanye West is as a person. You know, he's somebody that I just don't rock with. He's somebody that I used to be like, okay, yeah, he speaks for the hip hop.
Yeah.
It was literally like at one point we thought it's like when you found out that Anakin Skywalker wasn't going to bring balance to the Force, he was going to be Darth Vader.
Tough.
And that's how I feel about Kanye West.
Well,
he's crossed.
Here's my thing. For me, it's I hope I'm wrong. Like, in terms of just the actual music and what it can be, I'll gladly shake your hand. I was wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I hope that's
where I'm at with it, because even with all the misfires and all of the quote unquote, you know, records that were or even with the idea of innovation and everything is so far ahead, some of it just wasn't hitting. Like Lone said, it is what it is. But I also know that Kanye is still one of the most influential people in hip hop history, and people are going to gravitate to what he does and possibly try to, you know, mimic it if it comes out and it's, you know, somewhat creative and somewhat dope. I don't know. Like I said, there's a lot of mystery to it.
He's going to feature Candace Owens on this album. Yeah, it's going to be something.
My thing is, there's
going to see if he get Clay Travis on one of these.
There's zero excitement for me. I am not in any anticipation and won't lose any sleep, but I'm not going to front and lie and be like, I won't listen. I'll listen. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to listen.
No, I said that I'm going to listen just because of what we do here.
Yeah.
But I'm not. If it's supposed to come out on Friday and it doesn't come out on Friday, it's not like, oh, my Friday's ruined now.
Yeah, just hit me up.
I was looking that much forward to it. I don't really care like that.
Nah. Yeah, just hit me up when it come out, and then I'll, we'll get back to it and revisit it.
I feel like couple people are going to have to tell me it's good for me to have to listen to it.
Yeah. I've got so many other things on my plate.
So like, you won't listen at all?
I've got no interest in it.
I'm going to listen. I ain't going to front. I'm going to listen. I will listen.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. And like I said,
I mean, if it randomly pops up on my timeline, you know, like, all right, cool. I guess I'll.
Maybe if I can find a way to listen while I'm doing something else, like, you know, if I got to, you know, do some work on my car or, you know, I'm playing video games or typing or something, then maybe, okay, if I can split it with something that I actually deem important.
Just so y'all know, moving forward, if you send Jay Moore some music, or if you post a link or something for him to check out, he's gonna listen to your music while he's changing his brake pads.
Hey man,
I'm letting y'all know that.
Full on T-Pain.
Yeah. So I mean, we'll see. I hope, like Exhibit said one time, I hope for the best, but I expect the worst.
That's tough.
I don't even have expectations.
Lona, 100% out of there.
It's like I get low key annoyed. Like I've been scrolling through TikTok. You know? And I get low key annoyed when people are like hyping up and be like, oh, my top 10 favorite rankings of Kanye West albums, and they're all above like 8.5. I'm like, oh man, like, come on, man.
Hey, man.
Then they got College Dropout at number 8. I'm like, oh, all right.
I've been on the record.
You're 12.
Exactly. Up until my Dark Twisted Fantasy. When that's the cutoff for me.
Yeah, me too.
Everything up to there, you're going to be hard pressed to beat. It's going to take a phenomenal catalog to rival that up until that point.
For sure.
Now, everything after that,
hit or miss.
Y'all can have it for me for the most part. Mm.
I like the Pablo.
I didn't.
You didn't like that?
But he had some songs.
It was some heat on there.
Like No Parties in LA. I really liked that one. You know, like he had some songs here and there that I liked, but overwhelmingly, I liked the fact that he was trying things.
Yeah.
But he is just too narcissistic for he has to be like, look at me, I'm trying things. A lot of people are. I can't get past who he is as a person sometimes.
The beat for Father Stretch My Hands is cold, and then he messes it up with the first
four bars.
Then
you hear those raps. This is the thing.
That
beat
is fire,
by the way. There are times where okay, maybe this isn't the best beat, but I enjoyed listening to Kanye West lyrics. But now I was like, man, his raps are just trash now.
They've
been trash for a minute.
His raps have been really bad.
He got off on No Parties.
I don't know that I was ever a
But no bar parties in LA, I feel like was something from that. That was something from damn near another era.
Yeah, he got that. Must have been an older one with Madlib, but
it was actually
because he killed
it. Actually, no, it literally was. Like, okay, that came out around the same time. He previewed that in a documentary with he was talking to Stone's Throw or somebody about Dilla's passing, and he was talking randomly about making a song with Madlib.
Oh, okay.
And so that came out on Pablo, I believe, right?
Yeah. With Kendrick. Yep.
Yeah, that song was actually. His part was done like 3 years before. It was like right after My Dark Twisted Fantasy.
That makes sense. That makes sense why he was going off. He went off on that. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
But like early Kanye was rapping. He hasn't done that in...
No, he went off on that No More Parties in L.A. Like,
I mean, at least he's rapping on beat still.
Yeah,
If this project comes out and he's like rapping ahead of the beat and doing what everybody else is doing now, like...
That's all you got.
Stressful.
Like, don't stress over
there. We'll see, man.
De-evolution
I will go on record and say I'm going to run it, and then we will, if we need to revisit it or TikTok about it. You know, we on TikTok. Shout out to New Old Heads. Follow that, and you'll see the rest of the crew on there. Maybe I'll talk about it there. So we'll see. Shout out to partners.
Yeah, let's do that now.
Yeah.
Do that real quick.
We need to thank our partners for the New Old Heads podcast. No Bad Ideas Clothing Company, Coleman Dental, Printfinity,
roll with it.
Indie CD and Vinyl, Sun King Brewery, and the hub for all things New Old Heads, bringingdowntheband.com. Remember, once you type Bringing Down the Band in the search bar on YouTube, and the page populates,
it's actually coming through,
subscribe and hit
there.
The bell for
not,
notifications.
Well, oh, well, I'll fix
and
it.
As always, we thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Thank you to all of our partners. As always, we appreciate the support. And as I always say, we can hope to continue to evolve these relationships that we have. And they've really done a great job with us.
Is that the third topic or the second one?
I had Dipset and Lox in there.
That's gone for another 2 weeks, so we can put that one off.
Yeah. I'm trying to time manage. So. Good call, Jay Moore. So I ran into an article.
Yeah. How'd it feel?
Yeah, it hurt a little bit. after you read what I'm going to say, it hurt a little bit. Jay, I saw him read. Time out. Wait. Hold on. Real quick. This is really frustrating to me, and I'm going to tell y'all why.
Talk to me.
What's frustrating to me, and people like when I'm frustrated, especially by him.
Say that word again.
Frustrated. Okay. Don't do that. Red August giggles at everything that Lone says. And that, like, that bothers me. Like,
I'm sorry. He's funny.
Stop gassing him up. You feed him. Stop that, man.
Stop being a jerk then.
Bro, you do that even off, like, when you're off camera. Like, you be over there giggling at everything he does. Like, y'all influence. Stop.
He's funny over here. He's funny over there. Right,
whatever, man. Shout out to Nate Jeezy. He loved when... When Lone,
what do I do?
Frustrates me, man. He loves that. Mm. All right, so that's anything great. Else, Jay Moore? You got something to say on that, or
no? Get to the next topic.
Okay, thank you.
What?
Stop. There was an article with a comment that I thought was a little interesting. And here's the topic. I mean, the headline. It says Vanilla Ice calls 1990s. The 1990s, the greatest decade, and says computers and iPhones destroyed pop culture.
I think I saw this video.
Did you see a video for this?
I think so.
Okay. So there's a quote that was pulled, and he says, it was the greatest decade ever before computers ruined the world. I said, of everyone's love for the 90s. He said, you have to realize that in 2004, the iPhone came out, right? What's happened to pop culture since 2004 to 2021? Nothing. It's the lost generation. Pop culture is dead. That's based off computers and the iPhone, not Androids. just the iPhone.
Is that an anti-iPhone?
I don't know what's going on. They might have cut him a check. I don't know what's going on. And then let's see. There's another comment where he says, "Let's see. Let me make sure I find
what he say."
He says,
"What he say?"
Pop culture was alive and mentioned He mentioned fashion. And actually mimic music. And he says he doesn't believe that the generation can come out with anything cool. He said that LeBron can't even come close to outselling Michael Jordan's, Jordans, even though Jordan hadn't played in a decade and all that.
He has to go and make like a decent comment and then say some something stupid.
Right, exactly. So
see, what, he had a point there, but then it started to go somewhere else.
He took it somewhere else. He dropped the ball, right?
Yeah. Then you start bringing Jordan and LeBron. I was like, all right, man.
Now, so Lone, I'm gonna come to you first, man.
Awesome.
Yes.
Why?
Talk to me.
Say it.
Yes.
Yes. Honesty.
Yes. That's exactly why I'm coming to him.
Go Turtle Go.
Let's go. Elon is a way better rapper than Vanilla Ice, by the way. When he chooses to. All right.
That was nice of you to say.
That was a backhand.
No.
Yeah, really.
No, y'all not gonna do this. No.
When he chooses to.
I think he means
because he don't rap. Like he Lone doesn't rap like that.
That's not how it sounded.
Oh. Well, that's where I was.
I mean, I know what you're meaning.
Thank you, man. Y'all Red August, man. Cut it out. All right. Talk to me, Lone, man. Did the iPhone destroy pop culture, man, the computers and all this? Or
No.
Was not, he wasn't even going in possibly the right direction?
Oh, yeah, he was definitely in the right direction. But those two individual things, I don't think destroyed anything. I think technology and just the evolution of the world is just, it's just kind of where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think, but I don't know if you can really blame like a phone and a computer for that. You know, that's just the world changing. You know,
evolution.
I think there's some merit, though, to, you know, growing up in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think there is some merit to that. And I know every generation says that, you know what I mean? But I think from our generation to the next, it is a lot different. And, you know, you go from going outside to not going outside. I mean, that's a, you know,
that's big.
The world really changed quite a bit, you know. And so I feel what he's saying. And I think maybe it's because I'm also in that age range that I can, you know, attest to that. But as far as technology is concerned, well, we've talked about it multiple times on the show. I do think it's, you know, we're just in a microwave society right now. And, you know, it's just the race for content. Put out as much content as possible. That's what it is right now. Content. Couldn't do that back then. You had to actually sit and marinate. You had to listen to things. You know, you had to go and buy the really bad album and you didn't know if it was bad until you bought it. You know, like you liked the single and then that Jurassic 5 single CD came in and you're like, it's going to be great. And then it's just, it's Jurassic 5. And
We're talking about quality control, aren't we?
Quality control.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember I bought that whole album.
I did too. I was like, this is going to be great. I like the single. And then I was like, what is this? It wasn't as good as Icons.
No.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
No, I'm joking.
Don't do that. We
He's over there getting crunked up.
Yeah. Shouts to Charlie Tuna.
Hey.
But it's so hard to compare it because, you know, it's two completely different worlds. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I get what he's saying, and there might be some merit to it. The part that's interesting to me is when he talks about there's no pop culture anymore, because now it just seems like that's all there
is. That's
all
we
have.
That's
what I was waiting on somebody to say.
So it's like, it's like pop culture has become so much that it's encompassed in everything.
That's what I was
looking for. So maybe that's what he means. I don't know, but yeah.
Okay.
That's all I got to say about that.
Jay Moore, what you think, man? And I'll finish with you, Red August.
Well, you know, there was a time to where, you know, if you went to, if I remember going to see my grandparents in Kansas City, and I would listen to the radio, which, you know, the station that's equivalent to the station I grew up listening to, Magic 108 in St. Louis, and they would have a completely different playlist.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they'd have some things that were the same, but then at the same time, there were certain things that were like, oh, this is popping over here, you know, if you went to California, anywhere up and down the coast, it was going to sound different than what you heard in Connecticut or New Jersey. You know, I miss that because there was a time where like, yo, they might print about a song that's in the source and we may not get in St. Louis for 2 months.
That's a good point.
Computers and the iPhone.
Not Android Android, not BlackBerry, not none of that.
Changed it to where, okay, you get on your particular DSP and everybody gets everything the exact same day, the exact same time. You know, so it has changed that. The way culture moves is just different. Now, is there still pop culture, you know, and is it still regionalized? Because, you know, what they are doing in Memphis right now may not be the same as what's popping, you know, in Baltimore. You know, I think sometimes we do get caught up in, and we do it here. If you listen to this show, we get caught up in our old head ism.
Sure.
I'll make that a word.
Yeah. I'm not going to deny that. That's
you know,
facts.
Because we're like, oh, these kids don't know about going to a midnight sale and ripping that packaging open and reading the liner notes. And they don't.
They don't.
You know, but just because they have a different experience than us, it doesn't mean that pop culture is dead. It's just the way we consume pop culture has completely changed. And it is with the advent of computers and iPhones. It's like now when I wake up on, you know, the thing is, it used to be you had to have a whole rollout, put out the single. OK, get them hype. Then give them the street single. Okay. All right. We got 2 months and then we're going to go ahead and give them the album. Now people be like, it'll be Monday.
You missed a step. We're going to invite the writers. The writers are going to get the plug, get the album a month ahead and be able to put it in the source prior to it coming out.
You know, because you got to have lead time
for
a magazine.
Right.
You know, now, you know, basically something comes out on Friday and everybody's writing about it the same day.
Right.
You know, so I understand where he's coming from because it just feels so different. But that's the evolution of any culture. Like, you know, there was a time where, okay, you had to go to the store and get your vinyl or your 8-track or whatever, you know, and then when you talk to people who are like, oh man, you guys don't, it's so much warmer when you listen to it on vinyl as opposed to this digital, this, that, and the third. You guys don't know about going to shows and getting this kind of merch.
Might not be lying on that one.
You know, and
you used to have to buy your Cavaricci's in the store.
Yeah,
now you can order them online.
Yeah, now if you find something, now it used to be if you wanted some shoes, you had to go to the store. And if they didn't have your size, you went to the other two shoe stores in the mall and hope that they had them there. Now people get on, you know, they get online, they might bid for them.
Yeah.
It's all this other stuff. So do I think there's still culture? Yes, of course there's still pop culture. You know, I was about to say shout out to Vanilla Ice, but I'm not going to do that.
Please don't do that. Yeah,
that would compromise.
Let's not get carried away.
That would compromise all the hip hop capital I've built up until this point.
Yeah, let's not get carried away.
I'll say it. Shout out Vanilla Ice.
Oh wow, you don't say. All right, man. Cut it out, man. Red August, man.
Don't be a hater.
I'm trying not to. Red August, what you think about what he said, man? Like, what are your thoughts?
It sounds bitter. It sounds like
my time has passed. My time
like,
was
it's
better
like,
than yours.
If you don't,
well, his haircut's the same.
Wow.
When you don't adapt to change,
yeah,
like you become angry with what's going on. I think like to say that there's no pop culture or pop culture is dead is just weird. Because like you guys both said, like it's more prevalent now than it ever has been. I mean, we just have more access to it and faster access to it. It's almost immediate now. So it's like and everyone has an opinion and we can see what's going on in Memphis and you know, L.A., even overseas. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it just sounds like he didn't keep up with what's going on. Like he's not talked about anymore.
Yeah.
And so this is my jab at technology. This is my jab at evolution.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to evolve. Like, I don't.
Like it's just like at one point, okay, like with the t-shirt I got on. All right, this is for those who are listening, it says Mega Drive 16-bit. Now, for some of you who are like heavy into video games, you know that everywhere else in the world, the Sega Genesis was called the Mega Drive.
Yeah.
But you know what, of course we know this now because of the internet.
God, man.
But there was a time where, like, if you weren't just one of these people that was digging deep into these magazines or you had a plug that was, you know, about Japanese gaming culture, you just thought, oh, this is the Sega Genesis. And it's like this everywhere. Like, you didn't realize what was going on in Japan or in Europe or in Brazil.
I want to commend you real quick for being able to talk through lone sounding like a Decepticon sitting next to me, fam.
It was an ad lib, man.
I want to commend you for that because you stayed on point.
You know, I got a level
like,
of focus that is, that is unmatched.
Yeah, I respect that, man.
He's talking about the
Mega Drive. Oh, man. You know, so there, you know, there are people who see the shirt and be like, I don't know, what is that? I was like,
I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah, you know, but that's just like, There are things now that are people, I saw this, somebody posted like all these American stars used to go over to different countries and do commercials.
Yeah,
and if you're a big Hollywood star, you would never do a commercial in America, but you could get, like, I saw a Michael Jackson commercial where he was doing a Suzuki Samurai commercial in Japan. Like, he would never do that to dilute his brand.
You ever seen
in
the
America.
Movie Lost in Translation?
Yeah.
That's what that's about.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of.
I mean, I remember
Eddie Murphy used to do a commercial for Toyota Celica. Like, he would never do that in America, but he can go to Japan and do it. Now, because of YouTube, it's all out there.
One of my best friends growing up, my homie Corey Johnson, he had a cousin. He had cousins that were from Africa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is back when we were kids and the Nintendo 64 was coming out.
Kids.
And children, whatever you want to call it. And
Youngins.
And they kept talking about the Ultra 64. Oh, man, wait till y'all play the Ultra 64. And I'm like, I thought it was called Nintendo 64.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess over there it was called the Ultra 64. I don't know.
See? I mean, like, that's, like, it wasn't until, like, when they did get to, like, PlayStation and stuff where the system was called the same thing everywhere around the world.
Mm.
You know, we call it the Super Nintendo. Over there it's called the Super Famicom. It doesn't make any sense. But, like, you wouldn't have known that until, like, the internet age where everything, like, we were sectioned off, really, by, unless you read, like, crazy books and magazines about stuff like that.
I think that's still the case, though. Like, they, like, in, like, overseas, they have different names for gadgets and stuff like that. I know for cameras, like, they don't call them, like, Canon, like,
oh yeah,
R5. Like, they have a completely different name for them overseas, stuff like it.
But, like, at one point, like, we would have never known that. Yeah. Like, I remember a friend of mine when he went to go play baseball in Japan.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, in Japan, Nintendo's called Family Computer. I was like, what?
Right.
That blew my mind that it wasn't called the Nintendo. What
kind of translation is that?
Yeah. I didn't know
that. Stay low.
You know, I was like, what? They got it 3 years before we did? I'm like, how are you going to get something before America?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's like, it used to be a thing, really. If you were making music on the West Coast, like, I remember a friend of mine, he said, oh, yeah, I had Doggy Style like about a month and a half, 2 months before it came out.
That's crazy.
In stores. You know, everyone was passing around tapes of Illmatic and Ready to Die.
I do remember hearing people in documentaries talk about that.
Way before they were able to get it. Like, Puffy almost had to go up and, fight somebody because they played all of Ready to Die on the radio.
Ghostface said he got, this is crazy, Ghostface said he got a tape of Illmatic from two French girls that were like, I don't know, walking around somewhere or something, and they gave him a tape of Illmatic. That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy to me when you think Illmatic just floating around
just
on tape.
Just floating around on tape. I mean, that's why didn't nobody buy it when it came out.
Hey.
Well,
we know how you feel about
Hey, look, man. Let's just keep it real. Yeah, like, everybody had Illmatic 2 months before it hit the store. So it was like, it had good copies.
The original bootlegger.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. Vanilla Ice needs to chill out because he just...
Get to rehabbing them homes.
Yeah, he just sound a little
Robert Van Winkle.
Yeah, he sound a little upset. He sound a little upset on this one. You're old headish on this one.
I mean,
so
we all get
not
there,
even
but
just hater, like just
yeah. These kids have culture just because you're not involved with it because you're old.
Yeah.
No, I mean, are we close?
Yeah, we're right on.
Sorry, I was like,
no, you good? Yeah, we right on the money. Yeah.
Mike's like, do I need to click something?
Oh my god! All right, man, so that's gonna do it.
Old heads can't keep track of time.
Can't keep track of time either.
I can't see the timer, so it's like, where are we at?
So that's gonna do it for this episode. Do us a favor and follow New Old Heads on TikTok. That's something that we are going to expand into, and you'll see all the guys on there as well. We have all created accounts, from what I know, even Red August.
Well, man,
I was gonna
Red
do like
August.
A release. Oh, you're gonna do a release party? Sorry, yeah, I think his is the Red August. Sorry, man, we're gonna get it out there now. And make sure you follow us on YouTube, New Old Heads Network. Subscribe and please hit the bell for notifications so you can be notified every time we drop new content. Man, we appreciate the support.
And
as always,
if you want to support us, the best way is to go to patreon.com
/new
New Old Heads.
Or do it like old school, like Vanilla Ice would like it. Just send us a check in the mail. Send us a money order.
newoldheads@gmail.com.
Yes.
Or is it info@newoldheads?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Never mind. Just PayPal us some money.
Just PayPal us some bread.
Actually, there's a direct link on our website.
Hit my Juno account.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, whatever.
There actually is a direct link to our PayPal on our website.
Yes.
Word.
So if you just want to send us money because you like what we do and you want us to be successful and you actually care about us,
yes,
do that.
Just hit that up and just send us, like thousands of dollars.
Can they send us Bitcoin? Send it in Bitcoin?
We don't have that option. We can definitely do PayPal.
Bitcoin? call it Bitcoin.
I said Bitcoin, man. We'll see y'all next week. We appreciate the support. Peace.
Peace. Post show.
Post show.
All right, so that means we can cuss and shit now?
Yeah, you
can.
All right.
I'm trying not to say bleached assholes during the course of the show.
I don't have to click anything.
What you said, neither region.